From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, 1 in 88 children in the United States has autism, according to the latest estimate from the Centers for Disease Control released last week. That number is almost double the rate it was 10 years ago.
The question of the hour is, why is this? And unfortunately, nobody really knows.
Janet Farmer.
Dr. Janet Farmer. I'm the director of academic programs at the MU Thompson Center for Autism.
Farmer says while nobody knows for sure why the autism rate is rising, there are plenty of theories.
Among them, increasing public awareness about autism, so families have concerns, they come forward. Some of it may be just better record keeping. Some of it may be the fact that the diagnostic criteria actually expanded and more mildly affected people are included in the numbers now.
The CDC monitors autism rates in 14 states, including Missouri, and from those results makes a national estimate. In Missouri, the rate is slightly higher than the national number, with 1 in 72 children identified as being on the autism spectrum.
You know, everything seemed to be pretty good. He met his milestones, with the pediatrician.
Scott Shade's 8-year-old son, Rye, was diagnosed with autism when he was 4 and a half.
There's no medical test for autism. You can't do a blood test and determine that. You have to look at behaviors, and the three common behaviors that are core to autism are problems with social impairment.
So lack of eye contact, lack of reciprocal play with others, and then just he was seemed to be in his own world a lot of the time.
Communication problems.
He's verbal and he expresses himself. He just has some difficulties with communicating what he needs all the time.
And then repetitive and restrictive behaviors. So
lining things up, man. He would take his toys and line them up and not play with toys the way most kids play with toys.
Well, more kids are getting diagnosed with autism. They're also getting diagnosed at an earlier age. Farmer says at the Thompson Center in Columbia, more children under the age of 3 are diagnosed, though the average age is between 4 and 5. Shade and his wife first suspected their son might have autism when he was about 3. He says when they did finally get the diagnosis, it was actually kind of a relief.
You know, we kind of instinctively knew that there was something going on. But once we had that official diagnosis, then we could really get on the books for therapy, for behavior therapy, for occupational therapy, for speech and language development and therapy there as well.
All of that costs a lot of money. According to the CDC report, intensive behavioral interventions cost an average of $40,000 to $60,000 a year. The good news is, starting last year, a new Missouri law requires most private insurance plans to cover treatment for autism, up to $40,000 a year. In 2011, 4,000 Missourians with autism were insured under that new mandate. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.